Blog Talk Radio.
This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Across Lebanon, the needs are immediate and they are huge in the aftermath of the explosion that destroyed Beirut city port, UN agencies said on Friday. Latest reports indicate at least 150 fatalities and thousands of wounded, but that figure is likely to rise as rescuers search the port for survivors still trapped following the devastating blast. Christian Lindmeier from the World Health Organization, WHO, said that many people were still missing and that hospitals were overwhelmed. Three facilities are non-functional and two more have been partially damaged, he told journalists via video conference in Geneva, with a total of 500 beds put out of action as a result of the disaster.
The immediate focus now is on the trauma care, on the search and rescue, of course, still that's very important. There's still people under the rubble and there's still people alive under the rubble to what we can see in various media reports. And that is the first priority now. And of course, bringing in supplies, food, shelter, also medicines, medical equipment for the trauma situation, but then of course for all the other diseases which cannot be treated now immediately in hospitals.
According to UN Children's Fund UNICEF, at least 80,000 children are among those whose houses have been damaged in the blast, and many homes are now without water or electricity. At the same time, COVID-19 infections have spiked, the agency warned, with a record 255 infections registered on Thursday. To date, Lebanon has seen 70 COVID-19 deaths and 5,672 cases in total, and areas around the blast site are among the most active clusters of transmission, UNICEF spokesperson Marixi Mercado said. UN-appointed independent rights experts have called on countries to lift or at the very least ease sanctions to help countries fight the global pandemic. People in countries under sanctions cannot protect themselves against the disease or get life-saving treatment if they fall ill because humanitarian exemptions to the sanctions are not working, the experts said on Friday. Sanctions that were imposed in the name of delivering human rights are in fact killing people and depriving them of fundamental rights, including the rights to health, to food, and to life itself, they said in a statement. Water, soap, and electricity needed by hospitals are in short supply because of the sanctions, along with food and fuel for delivering vital goods from Cuba to Sudan to Venezuela, Elena Duhan, a special rapporteur, insisted. With other human rights experts appointed by the Human Rights Council, she welcomed efforts by many states, intergovernmental and non-governmental organizations to try to help sanctioned countries fight COVID-19. A shipwreck off the coast of Mauritania has claimed 27 lives, the UN Migration and Refugee Agency's IOM and UNHCR said on Friday. Describing their deaths as preventable and needless, the agency said that a lone survivor from Thursday's tragedy had been brought to the city of Nouadhibou after a rescue operation by the Mauritanian Coast Guard. The accident is evidence that despite COVID-19 movement restrictions, migrants are still compelled to undertake risky journeys, said IOM Mauritania Chief of Mission Laura Lungarotti. The boat is understood to have left Dakhla in Western Sahara some days ago. It was heading for the Canary Islands before encountering engine trouble. Those on board were left stranded at sea before suffering extreme dehydration, the UN agency said, noting that the passengers were mostly from sub-Saharan Africa and included Guineans. In an appeal for greater international cooperation to tackle the smuggling networks that are often involved in these tragedies, UNHCR also called for measures to strengthen asylum seekers' integration in host communities. This is so that they don't feel the desperation that drives them to risk their lives on these desperate journeys, said Vincent Cochetel, UNHCR Special Envoy for the Central Mediterranean. Daniel Johnson, UN News.
Looked like Sondra just called in, and so we both We're lucked out. We have both the line ball sisters on today. Boy, that's great. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
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 Yes, you're on. Let me kill this music.
Okay, is she there?
Yep, I think it's her.
Okay.
Sandra, are you there? Wow, goodness, it sure looks like her number.
Oh.
Sandra, are you awake?
She needs to hit one.
Yeah. Let me see. I don't know. Sure looks like her. Let me beep her off and beep her on again. See if that one. We'll try it again. There. Are you on? Did you hear the beep, Sandra? Oh God. She may have to call back in. If you can hear us, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. You may have to hang up and call in again, and I'll put you on again. My goodness, I don't know what's going on. But she's there. It sure looks like her.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's going on, Kay? I missed any baseball. I get confused. I mean, which team is infected with the bug and can't play, and which one's in the – then I guess the basketball's in a bubble at Disney World. That's crazy. And,
yeah.
What's going on?
Well,
the Royals
Kansas City's won 3 in a row, and Bubba hasn't been playing because I was watching the game the other night, and there was a fly ball hit to center field, and he was running to chase it, and he jumped up to catch it, and he hit the wall, of course, and he fell to the ground. But it was so funny, he looked in his mitt like, well, where's the ball? But it'd gone over the fence. It was a home run for the other team. But he bruised his side when he hit that fence, so he's been on the injured list. But he started coughing while he was on the injured list, so they tested him 3 times, but he didn't have the virus. He was negative. So he's going to get to play when they start up again. He's going to be with the team. I think they start tomorrow. They don't play tonight. They play tomorrow, I think, in Cincinnati. But I've been watching them.
I'm glad they're still playing, frankly.
Well, they've got so many new players, you know, that it's just like a whole new team every year. They've got Alex Gordon, who's always a standby, and Salvi, the catcher, and Bubba, and of course, Merrifield.
Yeah.
They're the standbys. They're usually always there, but they've got new people. But, you know, I was talking to my cousin, Bubba's grandmother, and I said, he bothers me because he never wears a mask. And she said, well, they just don't. I said, yeah, Mondesi always has one on, unless he's batting. You know, if he's batting, he doesn't wear it. But if he's in that dugout, he even wears his when he's out playing defense.
Well, I think in the dugout especially. In the dugout especially.
Because they're so close in there.
Yeah.
But a lot of the Kansas City players are not wearing them, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
They need to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is just getting out of hand.
Yeah,
and,
it sure is.
And I think, I hate to say this, but I think it's because our American people do not like to have any freedoms taken away from them. And this is. We're laying down
like
a rule that you need to follow, and they're not wanting to.
Well, you know, I compare it to smoking in a crowded room. You know, you really should ask permission or just go outside. I do that. I go outside or go to, you know, I don't smoke around people that don't want you to smoke. That's the way it should be, you know.
Yeah. That's right.
I think we're going to try again. Is this Sandra? Are you still? Are you
yes.
called back?
Yes. Yeah. I've been calling and you won't answer. Oh.
Well, no,
we were
I
answering
answered,
you.
It's okay. You're on now. You're on now. That's all that matters.
Well, maybe we might be losing.
Okay. Go ahead.
I tried calling and there was nothing there.
Huh.
Well, I saw your number, and I was on, I'm on the record. I mean, you can play the show back, and you can hear me talking to you.
I can hear you. But see, we've had storms here, and our lights have been off and on. And
oh,
huh?
Oh, really? In Leavenworth?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. We.
I'll be darned. They're not mentioning that.
We had some hard rain here a little while ago, and the lights went out for a little while.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
So, anyway, I thought
Kay
maybe...
Kay was giving us a Royals report. Do you have anything to talk about on the Royals?
We won four in a row.
Oh, is it four? Okay, I think it's just three. Oh, yeah, I didn't watch one.
We won.
I didn't know they were on.
We won four in a row now.
Yeah, wasn't that one like 13 to something?
Yeah, that was... forget which. That was the first one they won, I think, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was the first one they'd won, 13 to something. They had 15 runs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that one. I didn't think they were on.
They were
on
the
regular tonight.
They were on regular TV that night.
Well, I watch them on regular on TV every time they're on.
But you're on...
Hello?
They were on regular channel, not cable or nothing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I have a sports package.
Well, I don't. I'm not going to give them my money for that.
See, that way I get all the sports. Well, of course, the Cardinals aren't playing, but, you know, I follow the Rangers, the Texas Rangers, too, and they're on, so I can go back and forth between the two teams, between the two games.
That's pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, that way I don't get bored.
You know, yeah, because
right now we're in a very boring state.
It's boring baseball. Well, baseball, that's great that you get it. Get that. I'll have to look around. I'm not sure. I think Sondra may have dropped again. That power.
I think she did too.
I don't know. We don't hear you again, Sondra. Sorry. I mean, if you're talking. Goodness gracious. Well, are these, you said you don't recognize the other, they're new.
The names.
Is that the B team? I don't know if they got B teams.
No.
Players out? Are there
players I think they have to go through an elimination like they would have to in spring training. I think they've got to get the number of players down to a certain number at a certain time. So, you know, they're trying out a lot of new players.
Yeah.
You know, they're bringing in, because they didn't have, the farm teams aren't playing. So they've been bringing those in to play to try out, you know, more or less. So, you know, it's just, but I guess they keep testing these guys. You know, Salvi, he had the virus. The catcher.
That's what I was wondering.
And Dozier had it. Yeah, and O'Hearn had it. So, you know, that's why I think they should all be wearing their masks when they're in the dugout. I think people that tell us that know if that's what we should be doing.
Yeah, right.
I think they've researched it enough.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that you know, you can just look at the pictures of 1918 of the pandemic back then.
Uh-huh.
And there were problems back then too. Some people just didn't wear them. But it really became a thing. It's sort of like it became a point of pride to wear the mask. You know, Brother Mark, he's a truck driver, and he drives to Chicago, and I call it his bubble. Because his truck, it's only him. His truck is, he keeps it all cleaned up, and he wears his mask when he's driving over the road like that. And he wears it all the time. And he told me a buddy of his who works up in Chicago at one of the freight docks he stops at, showed him the ticket. It was a ticket a Chicago police officer gave his friend. He's called Chicago Mike. He gave Chicago Mike a ticket for $500 from the Illinois Public Health Department. Now, this was a ticket given by a police officer because Mikey got out of his car going into, I think it was Home Depot or Lowe's, L-O-W-E, the hardware store thing.
Uh-huh.
he was in the parking lot, and he got out of the car and didn't think about it. His mask was in the car. He said, oh, to hell with it, and he started walking into the store. And a police officer just driving around the parking lot pulled up to him and says, hey, you know, where's your mask? And he says, oh, I left it out in the car. He says, go get it. He says, I'll go get it later. He says, no. And he wrote him up a ticket for $500.
Oh, my gosh.
and gave him a free mask.
Oh, well, that was an expensive mask, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the city of Muskogee, Oklahoma, I don't know just how big that is, but they are they're mailing 5 masks to every household. They're mailing them out with their water bill. And I thought, that's something.
It is. With their water bill. Well,
yeah, I guess that's probably the only utility that the city collects for. So they're sending it with their water bills.
would you call that a mixed blessing? I guess you get your water
I guess.
Out of that. Yeah, that's okay.
I guess I don't know, but you know we've got to start being very cautious because we just keep getting thousands of cases every day.
Yeah.
Of new cases, and you know that's got to come to a stop.
Yeah, and now that it's out here in the rural areas, you'd think it was. You know, we've got sort of heads up. I mean, we got to watch what happened in the bigger cities on the east and west coast. And I think we're hard headed and stubborn, but geez, I mean, I think we're learning. And it's, even Bill Otto, now he has a sick wife, but even Bill Otto has been wearing his mask in public for months,
uh-huh.
hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes sense. Sandra, you're still on the switchboard, but I can't hear you. We can't hear you. So you might hang up and call again. I don't know. It might have been something to do with your electric.
Tell her to get her cell phone.
I suspect she can hear me. I suspect she can hear me, but we can't hear her.
Oh.
Oh, she's hanging up. So she's going to try again. Okay, good. I can see what happened. Well, you'd think she's calling from Leroy or something, you know, on the old phones.
Oh, is Bill, is he tied up today or what's he doing?
I don't know. I never know what he's up. I watch him on Facebook. Oh, he's just gone crazy for Trump. But, I watch it. It's okay. I don't care. I'm not going to hold it against him if he goes temporarily crazy. But he's up here. She is again. Let's see. I'm putting you on, Sandra. You're on again. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yep. You're
Are
on
you
again.
Losing your electric?
You're on.
No, I was muted. Tristan just said unmuted, so he'd had me muted. Oh.
Oh. Okay.
The dogs were barking because there was a delivery person next door, and they were delivering something. So.
Oh. So he muted you.
I guess.
Oh, technology. Isn't that a mystery?
Yeah.
I just think the other day I had to go to the vet and I couldn't get my cell phone to work. So I came back home and I thought, I'll just take my landline. So I got my landline and went back over to the vet because you just call them when you're there and they bring everything out to you, you know. So I got over there with my landline, and it says away from base, so I couldn't use it.
You can only go about 100 feet, I think, with your...
I guess. I had never tried it. But so I just came home and called them and told them what was going on. I said, now, if I come and knock on the door, would you bring it out to me? They said, yeah. So that's what I did. back to the old days when, you know, it was people to people.
Mark was telling me he had to sit in line for about an hour and a half to even get into the state of Illinois.
because is does it, are masks mandated in Illinois?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think all states should do it. I'm sorry, but I think they should.
Well, you know, well, they probably should, but you might have your jail full or something.
Well, that could be, or no, collect them off the fines.
Yeah, that's what Mark said. He watched his buddy showed him the ticket. It was
Did he pay it? That's the thing.
Well, they just keep grinding away. I mean, $500. Even the traffic courts will go after you for that much. You know, they'll keep sending you letters. Eventually, you might get caught. You get stopped again. They will take you to jail then. So,
They'll issue a bench warrant for you.
Yeah.
Well, we're just in terrible times right now. It's just something, you know, most of the people today have not experienced this kind of a episode in our world.
Well, yeah, a lot of them won't. They're the heck with it.
They were interviewing some people the other day on the news here in, I suppose, in Tulsa, and this man said, "Oh, I don't think masks help. I don't wear one." You know, I thought, that is what's wrong, people. Well, they've got this idea that they don't help. Well, we don't have any other preventative right now. So that's what they should be doing.
Well, true. But a lot of people think it's all politics anyway, so.
I know. See, and that we shouldn't be doing that.
I know.
Well, like I say, this generation of people today didn't have to obey rules like we did growing up. We had rules at home. You know, we had rules at home.
Right.
And we had to obey those rules or you got a spanking. And, you know, today kids are not raised that way.
I agree.
Uh-huh. So, therefore, they don't think they have to follow rules.
Right. That's what we've come to.
Uh-huh. And I feel so sorry for people that have children going to school.
Oh,
it's, oh my, that's going to be such a decision to make.
Mark's not going to let the high school, the granddaughter that's in high school go.
Is that right?
She's going to have to hose at home.
Okay. Well, you know, if they have that capability, I think that's what would be best.
Well, because in high school here in Leavenworth, they're just going to let them go. They got to go from room to room, where some of the high schools are just going to have the teachers go room to room, which is logical,
okay.
I think.
Uh-huh, yeah, that makes more sense.
Right, let the kids all stay in one room.
Yeah.
And then the teachers, they can have a little cart and pull all their stuff with them. But they don't want to do that, I guess.
Well, like I say, you know, they don't want to follow rules.
Yeah.
They don't want rules laid out for them. That's one of the big problems.
Yeah, they don't want to be told what they have to do, so they don't do it. So.
I know. It's just sad what we're going through.
That's why I just stay at home.
Me too.
Well, that's what I do. That's the best for a lot of us. But don't you think, I mean, I would think they could use some creativity. I mean, if the weather is permitting, go outside and have classes outside in the open air. You know it's safer out there. And people can spread out more, too. You know, the kids can spread out more.
You're not going to have decent weather every day.
Well, no,
but you could schedule it that morning to have it outside if the weather was decent.
Yeah, we know far enough ahead. It's not like everybody lives in Leavenworth. you could spread it out. Or Leavenworth has a big football stadium, $4 million. I don't know how it's huge over in West County in Meriden in West Jefferson County where I live. They've got AstroTurf football, big football field, big football bleachers and everything. I thought, wow. Put them out there.
Mercy.
Make them wear coats or something. Go out there and spread out and have different
Now, there I think teachers would buck. Teachers would probably throw up their arms.
Right. Yeah, teachers would. That teachers would be
well. I tend to think the kids would want to go play recess all the time. But still, you can keep them corralled for them. Keep a corral, roll a white chalkboard out there and section it off so each, you know, like the great, you know, different classes on different quarters of the football field. you know, or yeah. used to basketball, at least the basketball.
You know, however, this morning I was the lady. There's a lady that lives in our area here who walks her dog, and she said she's even quit going to play golf. She said, "I will not go play golf." You know, I thought, well, okay. So,
now, my friend, her son owns a golf course there in Jefferson County, and she said they have. He's had great golf days because well, people want to get out.
Yeah.
You know, and you can get out and not really be close to each other out in the on the golf course. So
that's what I was thinking
sure.
when she said that. I thought, well, geez, you're out in the open and away from people. But she said, I'm just a worrywart. She wanted to know how I got my groceries. That was the first thing she asked me. She said, how do you get your groceries? I said, well, my kids are getting it, and I probably should be getting theirs. Because
yeah.
Greg's going through cataract surgery.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Oh,
well, I get groceries delivered. I've got working on an order now, and I'll probably get it tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. You know, years ago, I remember Iola had a little girl. You know, of course, they're doing that now in Iola. G&W is doing it. They're delivering groceries. But they're making a big deal out of it, of course. But years ago, we had a store called Self Service, and it was just a small supermarket. But they delivered groceries all the time back in those days. I thought, and now they're making such a big deal of it if a grocery store delivers. I think, geez.
Well, that's just good business that they're doing it today and that nowadays.
Yeah,
so our little grocery stores, our little grocery store in Jefferson County delivers. Now, they primarily really they delivered groceries too. It had to be over $25.
Uh-huh.
And it would be helpful. It would be helpful if you were, you know, advanced years or to use the more vulgar term, if you were shut in,
yeah.
They'd bring
uh-huh.
it. But now but I called over there because, you know, my wife, you know, she's a doctor and she keeps me alert and on my toes, and I've been wanting to go over there. They're my friends, the cashiers. I know them, and I haven't seen them for months. And I said, I'm going to go over there. I got my mask, and she said, and so I called ahead, and they got my order for me. Janice went up and down the road before I got there and got all the stuff I wanted. And when I came in, they were all wearing masks. I was real impressed with my friends at the grocery store. And they said, well, just put your card in here, run your money, here's how much it's going to be, and you go back out to your car. And Nigel, that's the sack boy, he'll bring them out to you. I said, are you serious? And you go, well, yeah. So that was pretty nice.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
They paid for it. Yeah, they
that's
said,
the
they
way
said,
Walmart
you
does.
Had, they told me if you had a check, they, you know, check's best because I could just write the check and then not even have to go in the store, you know, just sit outside and use my phone and call them. But we had a good visit. We hadn't seen each other for 3 months. Can you believe that? But yeah, Janice got them for me, and so I think we'll find ways around this stuff where we can.
Price Chopper
sure
rings mine right to my door.
Yeah.
Who does? Price Chopper?
Price Chopper, uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They come knock on the door, and then they stand out there and wait and make sure I come get it. Then I wave
see.
At them. They get in their vehicle and leave.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I say getting groceries is work.
I know.
By the time you have to put them all away and everything. Of course, I wipe everything down.
Yeah, you
That's
have to do that.
Chris does that for us, but she just has this, I think it's alcohol and water mist bottle, and she just mists everything. Or, I get sort of mad at her sometimes over that, she'll just leave the fresh produce, she'll just leave it out on the back of the porch in the sunlight. And I go, don't do that, it'll go rotten. She said, well, don't
well, you
care,
know that,
just leave it there for it.
That's something that I've decided that the heat is not an answer to this virus, because it's the hot states that are, you know, they've got so many cases, like Florida and California and Arizona.
That's
yeah,
because
that
the people won't stay apart.
Well, that's a lot of it. But, you know, they thought maybe the heat would help, but now they're saying maybe the cold. So I'm hoping freezing will maybe take care of it.
Well, I hope so, too. No, Chris says it's the ultraviolet rays. It's the ultraviolet or some rays will disinfect it somewhat, you know. So, plus I wash all the produce anyhow in water before I even eat it or cook it, you know.
Oh, me too.
But it gets on my nerves. Cause it gets on my nerves. Every once in a while, she'll forget a bag of potatoes. I'm like, what?
Ooh, that go to
Here's
seed.
A bag of potatoes. Yeah. Start sprouting.
Yeah.
Well, my rocket tomatoes haven't produced anything but bloom so far.
Oh, well, Greg's been bringing me tomatoes.
Oh, I've got tomatoes out here, but I've got these plants I ordered. I ordered one, you got one. And it's called rocket tomatoes. So I put them up here on the deck, and I water them twice a day. And it's got blooms, but no tomatoes have arrived yet. So I don't know if they're going to rocket up out of that plant or what.
Well, at least you can move them inside if it gets cold. And you haven't had any yet.
I don't think I'll mess with it that long.
No, probably not.
Because we got tomatoes. We got cucumbers. My neighbor over here, he brings us tomatoes. We give him cucumbers. He makes pickles, and he brings us back a jar of pickles. So.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. We said no more pickles. We're full. We got 4 or 5 quarts now. We don't need any more.
Oh, my goodness. He's been busy.
Oh, that's...
Yep.
You can't have enough pickles, man. They keep forever.
Well, he makes bread, butter, and dill, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great.
Good deal.
Yeah.
There used to be a man who lived
up the street from me, kept bringing us garden stuff out of his garden, but he's passed away, and the house sits there empty, and the weeds grow. His garden is just nothing but weeds, and I think, oh, my. You know, that's so sad because he always had such a nice garden.
Well, the neighbors ought to go there and use it. Garden for him.
No, nobody ever puts out. Dale and I used to put out tomato plants and some radishes. That's about it. But I don't even do that anymore. I don't even till it up. I don't do anything with the garden area.
Chris spray it for weeds.
Chris
doesn't believe in tilling. That's when I got distant from her. She believes in box raised beds, with wood walls and stuff, or walls of raised beds.
That's what the kids have.
We have all. Well, there's some sense to it, but I call an end to her and I being co-farmers. I'm not going to farm with her. I have to have my own separate spot. She says, "Well, you can't. You're just killing the earthworms when you till." I said, "They'll grow back. Only dumb earthworms live in the top 4 inches of soil. Only the dumb ones. They hear the ground shaking. They go deep. The smart ones go down. Let's get down here. Here comes the tiller. But anyhow." She's growing so many green beans. I'm going to have to can green beans.
Yeah, that's good.
You guys know about this. They don't. I think she just brings them in and they just sit in their fridge. I go, you got to pop these beans.
Got to stem them.
He won't pop. He will not pop beans.
Well, so how do you eat them?
I have to pop them all. But there's so many of them, I'm going to have to get the pressure cooker out and get them.
Yeah, right. You're fortunate.
Unbelievable. Well, I don't know. They're pretty easy to grow.
That used to be our thing. My land, when we were kids, summertime was canning time.
I hated it when the green beans.
And
until Mother got 100 quarts in the on her shelves, we had to go on canning. When she got 100 quarts, then she started giving them away. So
the peas I didn't like because we had to, pop. We had to haul those, so get the peas out of the hole.
Yeah, I know.
I hated that. But see, we canned everything back then because we didn't have freezers.
Right. I like it when everybody helps, but not everybody helps on canning.
She would pick. Sometimes she'd have a whole wash tub full of green beans to snap at one time.
Right, I know. I hated that. We'd get up in the morning, here'd be all these green beans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was just part of our summertime.
Yeah.
We'd have to snap beans.
Because, you know, we didn't get to take vacations because our dad was the busiest in the summertime. Because that's when the farmers did their harvesting and everything. And, of course, he had to supply them with gasoline.
Right.
Fuel. So that was his busiest time as well. So we didn't get to go on vacation.
Well, Mom couldn't have went anyway because she had her office. Well, later on in life, she had her insurance business. So.
Oh, yeah, but she'd always close her office.
Well, you mean vacation like drive to the Grand Canyon or something?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Take off and go someplace. We couldn't do that.
We went to Iola every once in a while.
Caney. We come down to Caney.
Right, yeah.
One time we thought it was such a big deal, we all came over and went across the Oklahoma-Kansas line. And, oh, my gosh, we thought that was something. We were out of the state of Kansas. I tell you, we lived a very sheltered life, I guess, as kids.
Yeah. But
we just didn't have the opportunities. And, you know, I don't ever remember people talking about vacations that they took, other people, you know.
We never took vacations back then.
No, I think we were all very pleased to stay at home, you know, and do our thing at home.
And if anybody did go anywhere, they drove.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That may be coming back.
Yeah, right.
Because airlines are having so much trouble now.
Well, now here in Kansas City, you can win a stay. It's called Stay Vacation. You stay in Kansas City, and they'll give you a vacation in a hotel, or if you can guess where this is at, and then they give you a bunch of stuff to go to around that place. So, you know.
Oh, dear.
Like tickets
if you want to
the zoo. Stuff like that, so.
Boy, that's clever. I think that's smart. That's a good idea. Good ideas.
Of course, we had six killings. We had six homicides in Kansas City, Missouri this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, where are the Trump troops? They were bragging about them being in Kansas City.
They were only given certain ones. The state, or the law enforcement of Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. They will only the ones that they can't solve or can't do anything with. They give that to them, but otherwise they take care of it.
Leave it to the bureaucracies to fight over things like that. Just
I know.
Murder, go get them. Murder, get them all. Get them. Murder is murder, man. That's terrible. I mean, the homicide rate nationwide is unsolved. Homicides are a big problem all over the country. It's not just Kansas City.
They solved 39 of them already, of the old ones, so.
Yeah, good, yeah. At least arrest them and get them through the courts and find out.
Get them off
the
streets, anyway.
Yeah, we got enough going on the streets.
Like one of the killings, this weekend was two women fighting, and one of them killed the other one. So.
Oh my land!
Yeah, shot her. 20 years old.
Oh my land! How sad.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, how did she get a gun that young?
Well, you just can buy one anywhere, you know.
Now they say that the gun sales are really skyrocketing.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's just as simple as the people who don't wear masks. You know, it's just like, I hate to admit it, but I go to the liquor store once a week and or maybe actually down to about once every 2 weeks, and my buddy who runs the stores quit wearing a mask. He stopped wearing a mask. And I'm like, man, you know, I go, man, I do not want to come in here. You know, I said, I hate to tell you this. I like to shop with you, but, and he just sort of, huh? And I said, well, I know none of your people. There's a lot of people out here who will not wear them. That's sort of
is
crazy,
right?
If you ask me.
I know. I think that's bad. Because it's so simple. It's such a simple thing.
Well, like I said, what'd you say? What?
I say it's very simple. Just put on a mask.
Yeah, right. Right.
I ordered these that they look like you just put them around your neck, pull them over your head, then you can just pull them down, then you pull them up around your nose and your ears. You know, you don't have to have those strings around your ears.
I
looked on Amazon on the order. Chris is getting those kinds.
Hush.
Chris is getting those kinds. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed
your
that's
dog.
What Matheny wears. Matheny, the Royals manager, he wears one of those.
Oh.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'd like to get one that says Royals.
I bet you can.
Oh, I probably could. Yeah. I'm sure they're out there somewhere.
I got Chiefs mask.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You know, they have these cardboard figures, you know, at the ball games. Well, right behind home plate, it'd be behind the right-handed batters, is Mahomes. It's his image sitting there.
Well, he owns part
really.
Of them now.
I know. He's part owner. So he's right down there on the front row.
Well,
I get kind of amused at the Texas team. The Texas team has Bushes, Laura and what's his name? I can't even think of his name. Laura Bush and her husband. They're right on the front row. George, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, George.
Like old age.
Well, some people would prefer to forget him and keep her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're right on the front row. But, he used to own them. He used to be the owner.
But
even when the games were actually, you know, people were there, they always were on the front row. So I guess that's
why.
Now,
wait a minute. Once again, you've got to clarify this. These are cardboard cutout pictures of these people?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. Well,
oh,
they're cutout characters.
You pay $40. You pay $40 to get them made, and they'll put you out there. They'll put you in the auditorium or the wherever.
The bleachers, wherever you want to be. And I would guess maybe where you are, it may make a difference on what you pay. Do you think?
Oh, I just hope $40. I don't.
Oh, is that right? Just a flat rate.
That's funny.
We got to make money some way.
Well, yeah. Concession stand.
Believe me. Those TVs, oh, man, believe me, those TVs, they'll pay anything.
Well, they type in the noise.
Yeah, they do. And it's amazing when they hit a home run, you know, they really up that.
Right, right.
You almost think, you know, okay, we're there. There's people there, but it's amazing how they've come, you know, how they've developed all that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I haven't heard any, you know, that what the Royals chant is. You know, I haven't heard any of those. I haven't heard the chant. So,
or they have chant.
Maybe they haven't got that developed yet.
They haven't figured it out yet. Maybe they didn't record those or something.
That they didn't think they don't have access
to
it.
That's at least the game's playing. You get to watch the ball and watch how the players play.
Yeah.
That's the important part, really. You know.
Yeah.
I haven't
got to basketball yet. I think I'm just going to stick with baseball because it's going to be short lived.
Well, football is going to be too, I think.
Yeah, the way they're talking. Well, I didn't know they were going to have it.
They may not be.
Yeah, well.
They may not be in college games.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say I saw that where the conference, some conference had canceled their season.
Big Ten has.
Is that who it was? So the Big 12 hasn't said anything yet?
Not that I've heard of.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, I realize, you know, you're closer together in football than you are in, well, basketball, you're pretty close, but baseball,
well, you're
that's
not,
a pretty...
you're not laying pretty, on top of each other in basketball.
Well, no, no. And,
that's what
actually,
somebody said.
Dog piles. not as many dog piles.
Well, baseball,
piles,
they do have dog piles.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll bet you they quit. I bet you they straighten up that. They used to not
have. Oh, yeah.
They
would be doing
dog.
That.
Yeah.
They'll probably figure out some way to have a mask.
Well, can you imagine one millionaire spitting on another millionaire? That would be a big deal. You know, I mean, we get so wide, you know.
So, Bill,
well,
Mike, have you heard anything from Bill?
Well, just what he writes on Facebook, and half that I don't even like looking at. Cause it's just, I guess Leroy just went, at least parts of Leroy just went crazy for Trump, and they just, you know, they just, like, that's all they talk about. So I just like, oh, or they hate the Democrats so bad much that I was like, well, I don't want to. You keep cussing me. Why are you cussing me?
Well, I try to stay out of politics.
Anything. Yeah, well, this isn't politics. This is just name calling. It's just name calling. I'm not going to get into that, man. That's crazy.
No.
That's not politics.
No, I think. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, the political world is a mess.
It is
in the United States.
It is, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
That's no lie. It is.
The thing that's got me is that people. This is what I like about humanity is that we find ways to keep going, like baseball, even if we have to put up with the cardboard cutout of George Bush.
Uh-huh.
Big deal. It's just the cardboard.
Yeah, we've got
cutout.
Some people with some great ingenuity. Yeah.
Let's get on with the game. You know, let's watch the game. You know, and. I think it's that way, and I think we could do that with our school. But I understand if I was a teacher and devoted, you know, 20 years or more to my career, I wouldn't want. And it is common knowledge. Tristan had that problem when he was teaching, just as a paraeducator, as an assistant teacher.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these kids, they bring colds and flus
sure.
into the school. And he'd come home, get sick, and I'd get sick. This is a couple, you know, last year, and I'm like going, this is crazy, man. And it's you know, the parents, they've got to have, you know, two jobs, three jobs. You know, they're both working, and there's no time to take care of the kids, even when they're sick. You know, they probably should be home. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that's just too much. You know, you get to thinking, wait a minute. Too many people
yeah.
having to work too many jobs, that, and no one has time to take care of their children that way, you know.
I know.
I think that'll straighten this up. That'll straighten everybody up. I think, you know, is it, you know, you got someone sick in your family, you take care of them instead of sending them out to school to have the teachers take care of them. That's just not cool.
Not now. That's for sure.
No, that's not. Yeah, it's
not good any time, but this would be terrible.
No, yeah.
But I wonder when the flu shots are going to be available for us.
Oh, it's hard to tell, but, you know, I read a lot about I read this kind of stuff, and, you know, we're looking at maybe the Guardian newspaper out of England says that there are four different drug companies that they know about that are pursuing it, and you're looking at, in January, maybe. But
well,
they're
that's
all
a COVID flu.
Fields.
You're talking about that one. I'm talking about just the regular flu. Wonder when those will be available.
Oh, they'll be available. Yeah,
I was just wondering. I usually get mine in September.
Ready. Yeah, they'll have them ready. I'm sure.
They said you want to get it as early as you can.
Yeah, that's what Shirley, our cousin, was telling me. She said she's getting hers just as soon as she can.
Right.
So I guess I'll call Walgreens and see when we can go get one.
Make sure it's the new one, not one from last year.
Yeah, right. I better check that first. Have you got your new flu shots in?
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, usually Walmart they put these signs out after when they are available around the area that says flu shots available, you know. So, you know, I haven't. Of course, I don't get out that much now.
I don't go to Walmart, so I don't know if it says it or not.
Well, they used to put them out everywhere. I mean, all over town. So,
sometimes they have them out in front of the stores.
Oh, yeah. So
Get your flu shot here now.
Yeah, I do go to Walgreens drive through, so I guess I could check there, see if they've got signs out. But do we have to repeat the pneumonia shot?
I don't think so. Mine are supposed to be good. I'm not supposed to have to get another one, I don't think.
Okay, I was thinking I don't think I do either, and I know I don't need any shingle. I've had my shingle shot.
I haven't, but
I got those last year.
I think I had the shingles years ago. I don't know if you ever have the shingles, if you can get them again or not. So.
Oh, I don't know either. I think so. I think you can.
Well, for what the shot costs, you shouldn't have to.
My insurance paid for mine.
Huh?
My insurance paid for mine.
Some insurances don't.
Oh.
I don't think Medicaid. I don't think they pay for it.
Oh, I don't know.
Medicare.
I don't know.
Oh.
They must, because I've got Medicare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I just got a message from my friend. We're going to have our auxiliary meeting tonight. Okay.
Oh, dear. You know, I haven't got this all read, but, you know, the Elks didn't have their national convention.
Neither did the Legion.
So I've got all the news from the national, what would have happened at the national convention. I've got it on the computer. I haven't got it all read. It's pretty lengthy. And I got bored reading it. But, the exalted ruler from each lodge that attends the national convention it's their state presidents. The state presidents from each state carries their state flag across the stage at the convention.
Right.
Well, of course, this year, you know, that was what all these state presidents are crying about, is they didn't get to carry their state flag across the stage.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
That's kind of minor, you know.
Yeah.
But I suppose maybe it is a big deal. You know, I don't know.
You know, everybody's got telephones. There's no reason you can't do what we're doing now. They can take up to 100 callers. I mean, everybody has to learn to speak in turn, but, I mean, that's just good manners.
Yeah. Of course, you know, I think about Leroy's alumni. You know, that money was raised for scholarships. Well, they didn't have it this year, so I thought, wonder if I should send some money to the alumni. You know, of course, I don't know who to send it to.
Put anything out there. Now, you could go to, I think they do have a Facebook page, don't they?
I don't know, but I have last year's program, which might have somebody's name in there, like a vice president who might be president. And I guess I could find their phone number or something and find out what to do. Because I got to thinking about that. They're not, these functions that we have aren't raising any money.
Oh, I know.
You know, like our state convention, we have a place in Wichita that trains handicapped people.
Right.
We didn't have a state convention, so therefore, you know, no money was raised.
Yeah.
Except what they have, you know, they have money raising all year long. But, you know, we didn't have the convention where that's the biggest money raiser for that home. Well, there's several homes, actually, in Wichita for these people. It's called Kansas Elks Training Center for the Handicapped. And, you know, no money was raised. And I just got to thinking about that. I thought, geez, you know, a lot of things are going to be hurting.
Well, that's just like them, like the VFW not having their canteen open. Well,
uh-huh.
I saw they were going to close it the 8th of August because their liquor license, I guess, was due. Well, then they come out there and they said, oh, we got an extension, so it will be open. So I don't know if they aren't making enough money to get the liquor license or what. So
yeah, I was going to say, why can't they get, or maybe they're not renewing them or what?
Well, they're renewing them, but you've got to pay.
Well, yeah.
And they try to, you know, the expense of the canteen comes out of the canteen money. So
sure. Uh-huh.
They probably aren't making any money. So
yeah. Now, it's hurting lots of things, you know. It's just hurting lots of organizations, and it's hurting people.
Oh, yeah, right.
Of course, I guess the unemployment is getting better, but, you know, it's not good yet.
Well, they took that $600 away from them, though.
Oh, did they? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that was the end of July. Now they're going to put it back on there, but it's only going to be $400.
Yeah, now I did hear that, yeah.
Plus
yeah,
the state,
but
whatever they get.
That's being questioned a lot, isn't it, by the Democrats?
Well, both the Republicans and Democrats are not in favor of the executive orders that Donald Trump signed over the weekend.
Yeah.
And they're all, because it's a constitutional issue concerning the right of the legislature to control the purse strings. So take it or leave it, that's what's going on, you know. And,
I know, it's sad.
Yeah,
Those people ought to at least cooperate.
I think that will force both the Democrats and Republicans to come up with a plan to help the unemployed and the state governments, the state and local governments. Now, I know out here, all these people that don't like socialism, all these city leaders, the Chamber of Commerce, the mayor, the city council out here in Jefferson County, they're writing up grants to the state government. They're all they got their hands out. They want the money. So, you know.
Yeah.
They're out there. I don't blame them. I like good roads and bridges. No, I don't blame
yeah.
them. I don't get it, you know.
Of course, there's probably not too many people traveling.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I travel. Chris and Tristan are off seeing a doctor today. They're wearing their masks, but they're going to go see the doctor today. So that's what's going on today. Yeah, people can get out. You just got to roll your windows down, wear a mask, and keep your distance. Just follow the rules.
Well, there's never anybody driving around in my neighborhood. The mailman, that's about it.
Well, we have a lot of people go up and down, but I live on a main street of Leavenworth, so
yeah.
One of the
streets. Well, you know, if people are getting out, they're doing something. They might be spending money.
Right. That's right. I'm glad, Tristan.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I wonder how much we'd have to pay Sandra to put them dogs outside. Yeah, well, we'll see you tomorrow with Sandra.